you know, we know that in the attacking end of the field, 8 or 9 times out of 10, he's going to be behind us. So it's going to be constant communication between us and the back line, and mm-hmm. constantly checking our shoulders to know where he is, because, like you say, he hides in between the block of defense and the block of midfield, and as soon as you lose him, he finds the gap, and that's when he can create goals.
Yeah, and when you kind of have all that focus on David, and you get also Dax, who likes to push up, how do you kind of make sure that things don't get stretched and that there aren't those holes where he can kind of
through? I think stretched is the word. You know, if we commit forward, which we're going to do, mm-hmm. we need to know that our shape behind us is pulled together, and the outside guys are tucked in, and we're making everything compact in the middle of the field so that it's not easy for them to play through, because they have 3 talented players playing in there. You know, I think that David might have gotten all the press, but I think Dax is an outstanding player as well, and is very capable of doing most, if not all, the things that David does.
Mm-hmm. With you and Pablo, you guys kind of forged this partnership in the center. How do you guys kind of find that balance? I mean, both of you like to get up and join the attack a little bit, but, you know, holdings, obviously, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think that holding is where we're most comfortable, or if, you know, you wrote a description about us, you'd say holding midfielder, but in a 4-4-2, it requires one of the midfielders to go forward, and I think it's more of a visual thing. It's not, it kind of goes unspoken. If I see Pablo forward, I know that I have to hold the shape, and vice versa. So I think that it's something that, just from playing in that system of 4-4-2 for so long, you understand that it's required for someone to go forward.
Jeff, you do realize that you could become the first redhead to win an MLS Cup since 2002. And that redheads in general, I mean, somebody will win. It's either you or Dax.
Right.
What does that mean to your race and your class of people?
Well, you know, I'd be incredibly happy for all of us. But, yeah, that's funny, because the whole red hair and nickname thing is kind of taken off.
It follows you like crazy.
It's taken off to another level. I think it's because people just enjoy it so much, and I think that I have such a good sense of humor about it all.
Is it, I mean, you join Alexi Lawless. It's a select class of people that have done
it. Sure, it's a select class, period.
Do you think that MLS, I mean, we have the youth academies where you want to have a homegrown kid. Should teams incorporate a mandate for one red-headed player on every team?
Quite possibly. You know, it'd be,
are there enough?
It'd be smart, because you know they're going to bring energy and personality to the team.
There you go.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
So, can talk about the path you guys have taken to the final. You know, a lot of people have said the East is the easiest way through. Do you guys think you have what it takes to beat a team, Dallas, that has overcome 2 potentially potent opponents?
Well, they've had a great run, and they're a good team, and we played them at the end of the year, and it might be a slightly different team in the lineup that we played when we played them down there, but, you know, I've said it, we've drawn twice with them. Someone's got to win this game. You know, I think that it's going to be a very competitive game.
You mentioned the draws. What's it going to take to overcome that and get the victory?
Well, you know, in all those games, when we played down there, we had a ton of chances in the second half. You know, we thought that we played well, and we outplayed them in the second half down there, and a couple chances didn't go in. You know, it's strange, because those chances were against Dario Sala, and chances are we're going to be playing against Kevin Hartman tomorrow. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be a final, and I've seen 3 finals personally, and they've all ended different ways, so you never know.
Anything special you and Pablo have to do to control W for air in the center?
Anything special? No, we just do our job. If we do our job and we do it well, which means making it difficult for him to create, then I think that we should be all right.
Jeff, that partnership with Pablo, when you came in here, how long did it take for you guys to get on the same page and start clicking?
Well, I've said it before, you know, we both came in kind of recovering from surgeries, so we weren't on the field immediately when we got there, when I got there. So, you know, we had time to speak off the field and get to know each other, basically on a personal level. And then once we got on the field, you know, you've played soccer for however long he has and I have. It a portion of it comes naturally, and a portion of it you just have to feel out, but it didn't take long.
Just in terms of the pairing that you have in defensive midfield, how much of a groove do you feel like you're in after the teams that, you know, you've been to get here?
Yeah, I mean, we feel good. We feel good. I think that, you know, sometimes you find the groove ends at the final, because it's a completely different game. It's a completely different beast. So, and you have to find a different way to win, but it does contribute to the confidence with which you enter the final, and I think that we do have a a pretty good level of confidence, and so do they. So it'll be interesting.
You're one of the few guys who has some final experience. You and Ian, how much has the team sort of leaned on you guys in the last few weeks, few days?
Well, it's not like I held a round table and told them what it was going to be like. I think that, everyone's kind of feeling it out for themselves. And there are some wide eyes and there are some excited guys. But, once you're here, and you realize that it's just about the game and it's about what's going to happen on Sunday night. And I think that everyone's excited. And luckily after this game, then everyone's going to have finals experience.
Thanks, Jeff.
You've had some disappointments in finals previously. I mean, is that
you
looming
think?
Over you a little bit?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about that?
I want to win this game. Big time. Yeah.
Is that making you more determined?
Absolutely. It's enhanced. It's enhanced by the fact that I've lost three already, no doubt. Yeah. Plain and simple.